Healing Through the Arts was founded in 2008 by cancer survivor Heather Rodill, grounded in the belief that art in many different forms, including painting, music, and theater, can boost one's mood and create a hopeful and a healing experience. That art is a window of hope when an actual window is not possible. Their signature project, the 14th Annual Hope and Healing Joyed Art Show, will be held at the Allentown Art Museum Community Gallery from February 15th through March 31st, 2024. High school and college students are invited to create art that inspires healing and hopefulness and donate it to Healing Through the Arts, or HTTTA. The art is then made available free to any hospital, doctor's office, clinic, or healing facility to inspire patients, families, and staff. After 13 years, HTTA has placed art in more than 37 hospitals and healing facilities around the Greater Lehigh Valley. This is WDIY 88.1, Lehigh Valley Public Radio, and you are tuned in to Lehigh Valley Arts Salon. I remain Kate Scuffle, your host, and this evening I'm talking with Heather Rodill, founder of Healing Through the Arts. Welcome, Heather.
Oh, thank you.
It's wonderful to have you here with us, and it seems like a particularly lovely topic to explore during the holidays like this.
Absolutely. There's always stress and time when people need to calm down, and art has a wonderful way of doing that. It brings you into the piece, and you can visualize the memories that you had about it, and nature is the most calming
source for mm-hmm. us. What was your journey to discovering that window for yourself, or this thought that spreading art was a way of spreading healing?
I was a cancer survivor, and I had my surgery in New York away from home, and my hospital room looked out to the East River, and it's very lonely to be in the hospital away from home. And I spent a lot of time looking out the window and watching the sun and the shadows change in my room. When you're in the hospital, they make you walk the halls so you don't get pneumonia. And as I walked the halls, I saw that not everybody had a beautiful view like I did. And so when I came home, I did research, and I found Dr. Roger Ulrich's research in a Philadelphia hospital that had looked at gallbladder patients who one side of the hall had a view of nature and the other side a brick wall. And the patients whose views looked out to nature went home at least one day sooner, needed less pain medication, were more hopeful about their outcomes, and it extended to the families as well. And so I thought, what can we do when at home here in healthcare, when your hospital room or your doctor's office does not look out to nature? And a lot of people are waiting in doctor's office for the doctor to come in. So there's a time when the stress is building and the anxiousness is mounting. And so hopefully looking around and seeing art is that window of hope when a real window doesn't exist.
Well, and with the upcoming Joyed Art Show, the Hope and Healing Joyed Art Show, the 14th annual, I think it's fascinating, given that that's your take on the arts and how it can help with healing. How does the Joyed Art Show, it actually showcases students' work, if I'm correct?
Yes.
And then the work is donated to the healing yes. facilities afterwards.
So when I was planning this, I thought, how could I get the best quality art for free? And I'm a former teacher, and I've worked with a lot of age groups, but I had never worked with high school. So that was a challenge I was willing to take on. And also, I talked to high school teachers and parents, and they said, oh, we have our kids' art in the basement. We don't know what to do with it, you know, after they create it. So I said, oh, that's an opportunity. I can take that. But we want art that really inspires healing. So I started networking with teachers. So students join us either individually or with their classes. They create this art in two sizes. It's a two-dimensional art because I interviewed hospital personnel and doctor's office personnel and said, would you have space for? What would you be interested in? And so we created our sizes and our instructions based on their feedback. The teachers found that they were learning more about their students through the art they were creating. One teacher told me, I had no idea my students were suffering and healing at the same time if I hadn't done your art project. So the students donate the art to us. There's a release form on our website that they need to complete. And they also have to put an inspiration statement, which connects their art to why it is healing. And that actually makes it more important to the viewer when we get to the gallery, because the inspiration statement is posted and visible with the art. They donate it to us. We keep it at our Healing Arts Center, and anybody who needs art, who has a healing facility, can come and select the art that they want from us. It's a wonderful process. We keep the art forever. So not everything goes the first year it's created. But we've had a mental health clinic that just opened in Allentown 2 years ago, and they came and picked 24 pieces from our back stock. So they're picking what is meaningful for them. You know, we have a supply that is available to anybody who needs it.
It must be a really interesting and wonderful process for the student, though, too, to be not challenged, but offered the opportunity to create art that's meant for inspiration, meant for healing, and then that make the statement and actually have to articulate and kind of work through that. It must be a really fascinating process for them as well.
And I also try and teach them about marketing their art. They must give their art a title.
Okay.
The art must be matted. Now, a lot of times it's matted by the teacher. If they struggle, we can mat it. And we frame it when it gets to us, because we're moving it around to the gallery. There's no glass involved. It's just a frame. So it protects it. When a facility wants the piece of art, they do not get the frame, because we reuse the frames every year. But the students actually love to see their pieces in the gallery. Now, it is a juried show.
Okay.
So, like last year, we had 120 pieces come in. And, you know, if they don't follow instructions or the space that we have can't handle that amount, it is juried. But the pieces stay with us. So, you know, it's there.
Which is wonderful. And this will be at the Allentown Art Museum, the community gallery, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Which is a wonderful opportunity for the students as well.
And we move around every year. We were at the Banana Factory. We were at the Bomb School. 1 year we were at the State Theater Gallery. So we try and move around, because that raises more awareness in different communities.
And what's the deadline right now for this spring show? How late can students submit?
January 11th is a drop-off day at our Healing Arts Center, 2158 South Cedar Crest Boulevard in Allentown. We will be there all day from 9 a.m. to 6. A lot of times they email me, students or teachers will email me and tell me when they want to drop off. If you're located close to us, we can go pick up a group of art from a class prior to that, but it's all by appointment before January 11th.
Okay, and folks can find more information on the website, obviously. I noticed there were guidelines for the process, for the work itself.
The colors that are important. Not too many hospitals or healing facilities want black and white. They want color.
That makes sense.
And there are certain colors that are more soothing. And you can find all that information on our website.
Okay. And this is for college students as well as high school students. Is that
when
correct?
When we started our first year, we did just high school. And then the high school students were going on to college. And they said, you mean we can't give you any more art? I said, no, you're getting better at it. But our deadline is often more difficult for college students, because January 11th, a lot of them are not back from their holiday break. So if they live locally, they can bring the art to us prior to that. Or that we take art rolling. So whenever it's ready, they can let me know. Heather@htta.org is how they communicate with me. You know, we can make arrangements to receive the art.
Have some of the institutions, the medical and the healing facilities, commented or shared their responses with you to the artwork? I would imagine it's a really welcome addition to their facility.
It is, and it's wonderful to see how they pick the art and why they pick the art. One facility came to us because they felt like their offices needed sprucing up. The art was old, and it was not meaningful anymore for the people who work there. And the other thing is, staff needs art and inspiration almost as much as the patients do now. So I tell them, we have a lot of art. If your staff office needs art that qualifies, come and get. A hospice came to us, and you know, the people who work there have incredible emotional jobs, and they came and picked art for their offices so that they could be inspired and calm down and be hopeful. And
care for the caregiver.
Care for the caregiver, absolutely. That's a hard job.
What a lovely thought. And this has to be really empowering. Again, I go back to the students, the idea that they're not only in that time of life when you're exploring what you're going to do with your talents or your gifts, being creative in your arts, to know that it's also doing something like this healing, supporting, that it's actually active and having an impact.
And we give awards for the students' art. We have three different judges every year who pick the top five. And then we have community awards where anybody in the community can choose a piece that they want to honor the student who created it. So last year we gave a total of $3,000 worth of prize money out to the students, and the Baum School of Art gave scholarships to seven students. And you can only win one thing. We have a greater number of students who receive something. And it's wonderful to put on their resumes, their portfolio. We also have a professional photographer that photographs every image. So they're on our website. You can see sometimes students will tell me, oh, I forgot to take a picture of my piece and I need it for my portfolio. And we can send them a really good quality picture of their piece. I also had one year where a student passed away and the parents wanted a picture of their daughter's piece. And the quality of these photography is so good that you can make a print of it and it looks really wonderful.
I would encourage our listeners to visit the website. It's beautifully done, full of inspiration, full of beautiful imagery and meditations. You're listening to Lehigh Valley Art Salon on WDIY 88.1. I'm your host, Kate Scuffle, and I'm talking with Heather Rodale, founder of Healing Through the Arts, about the upcoming 14th annual Hope and Healing Joyed Art Show to be held at the Allentown Art Museum Community Gallery from February 15 through March 31st, 2024. We'll be right back after this short break.
WDIY News engages the Lehigh Valley with accurate, unbiased reporting from many sources and volunteer real voices. Listen to WDIY News during Morning Edition, Fresh Air, All Things Considered, and Weekend Edition, every day here on 88.1 FM, streaming on WDIY.org and the WDIY phone app. WDIY. Many choices, real voices.
Welcome back to Lehigh Valley Arts Salon here on WDIY 88.1 Lehigh Valley Public Radio. I'm your host, Kate Scuffle, and tonight I'm chatting with Heather Rodale, founder of Healing Through the Arts, about the organization's 14th annual Hope and Healing Juried Art Show at the Allentown Art Museum from February 15th through March 31st, 2024, and about the healing and inspirational power of art. So, Heather, before we went to the break, we were talking about the organization, the show, the work with the students. But Healing Through the Arts also works with medical and healing facilities and providers here in the Valley in other ways, with meditations, artwork. Can you talk a little bit about the collaboration with musician Jim Brickman and other artists and other musicians and the meditations?
Yes. I thought that it would be really great to do a slideshow of the students' art and combine it with music in a short clip, like 3 minutes, for people who need to calm down. And you're just stressed sitting in your doctor's office waiting, and the doctor's late and on your phone. You know, I wanted to create this. So I met Jim Brickman and I said, hey, I got this great idea. How about we combine our art and your music? And he said, I love it. So he gave us the rights initially to a few of his pieces. He loved what we did so much, he gave us the rights to all of his music his entire life.
Wow.
And we have meditations on our website, which are the 3-minute slideshow and his music. And then he introduced us to Olivia Newton-John, who gave us 3 pieces. And I met Kira Willey and asked her for 1. So we have those 3 musicians who really embraced what we did. And we look to create more meditations because the students also love to see how their art is used in different ways.
Oh, that's interesting. And of course, the art is the artwork or the students that,
yes,
from the Jory Show. And I have a postcard in front of me. It is lovely. It's an app and there's a QR code to scan. And it's at Healing Through the Arts, Facebook Healing Through the Arts. And this is in conjunction with St. Luke's.
Well, they're the ones that asked us to create the postcard, but we did have meditations before they asked, so the postcard was actually created for them.
Okay.
But we will do it for anybody.
And I'm looking, too, at the brochure for the organization. There's a beautiful mandala logo. I know that you're very involved or working with mandalas. Can you tell us a little bit about the development of the logo and your journey with the mandala?
So our logo was created by my daughter, Jillian Stoneback, who is an architect. And it was a wonderful experience where she asked me certain questions about the not-for-profit. And then she created this mandala. I'm also a mandala artist. I have this policy that I need to turn the junk in my basement into art or get rid of it. And so I create 3D mandalas, and then they're photographed. And my favorite one is made all of postage stamps. And the picture is in the brochure. I dismantled my father's, my brother's, and my stamp collections. And these stamps are old stamps that were etchings. They're not like the computer-generated ones we have today. Mm. And it's just a wonderful, calming experience when I'm creating art. I also have an old key and lock collection. So I've made a mandala all of keys and locks. I made one of Legos in honor of my daughter, who created the logo because she was, even before she decided to be an architect, her Lego houses were spectacular. And so when she turned 30, I said, oh, I'm going to make a Lego mandala in honor of your birthday. And I have mandalas made from art supplies, made from nature that, you know, is foraged around the yard. It's just always looking at things and seeing how can I turn it into art. And when I'm creating art, I feel no pain.
Hmm.
And that's really important. That's why I do it.
Interesting, because creating a mandala also has that whole meditative process to it as well, that kind of inward
and I have an active mind, so I'm not a really good meditator. Hmm. So when I am creating art, that slows me down.
Mm-hmm. We were talking at the break a little about, I'm thinking about in conjunction with this, healing versus curing and what that means to you. Can you talk a little bit about that?
So for me, curing, not everybody can get a cure. And some people need to think about how they can heal while they're waiting for a cure or if they don't get a cure. When I was diagnosed with an intermediate stage of melanoma, I did not know that I could be cured. But I wasn't going to sit around and wait to figure that out. I also, at that time, had a perfect storm of life. I had a divorce, an empty nest, and cancer all at the same time. And my life was not going to be the same. And I had to figure out how to go on a different path than I had been before. I took a sabbatical from my job. I traveled. I took art classes. I went to concerts. I tried to do everything I could to forget about the cancer and the surgery. And I found that everything that made me feel better was based in the arts. But it didn't happen all in one place. If you didn't have the luxury of taking a sabbatical and doing what I did, how would you find that out? So my initial website was featured the 8 expressive arts of healing, where you could dabble in any one of them. The first one and the most important one is joy, figuring out what brings you joy and then creating a life that includes more joy than you had before.
And is that where art stepped in for you?
Yes.
With the joy.
Yes. And I created what is called a joy map, which I explored all the things that brought me joy. And then that made like a plan for me to, you know, pursue more things that brought me joy.
That's interesting. Art journaling would be something similar to the joy mapping or
accompaniment? It's a little bit different.
Okay.
The art journaling, my first art journal I started after cancer, I felt like my kids knew me as a mom, but they didn't know me as a person. And I wanted to show them what was important for me and also what was messages I wanted to leave for them in a very creative way.
Okay.
It wasn't sad.
Right.
And I spent time honoring each child, what they gave to me in their expertise. I feel like as a mom, I was a single mom basically at that time. My job was not to help them be like me. It was to inspire them to be who they were born to be. And I have learned as much from my kids as hopefully they have learned from me, because their interests were different than mine. And I learned a lot about their interests by letting them be who they were born to be.
That's interesting. So in some ways, your process through healing and curing gave you a whole nother roadmap and opened up your life in a whole different way.
Yes.
That's fascinating. It's interesting with the meditations. And again, I would encourage our listeners to look at the website to get the visual element, the wonderful artwork, the students' artwork, the imagery. You talk a bit about journaling and the joy map and these pieces, these tools. Do you feel like, I don't know, what would you like to do next on this journey, on this joy map? Where do you see HTTA going next?
Well, what I've been doing recently over the past year is offering free art classes to foster kids through the Kindness Project. They come to my center. We do small groups, and it's mainly creating mandalas because they're not familiar with that, but they're anxious little beings that need to learn how to calm down. It was wonderful. The last class I did just a month ago, one of the little girls, and I assume she was, I don't know much about them. I just meet them where they are. She was probably about 8, and she really was very talented artistically. She did the mandala, but she finished, and then she started creating a caricature on paper with the art tools that I had there. I called the bomb school and said, I've got this little girl. Do you have a scholarship for her? Because her foster mother said when she went home, she asked if she could come back to me after lunch and if she could come back every day to us. Oh. So I thought this child needs more stimulation in the arts, and the bomb school gave her a scholarship. 2 years ago, I taught at a camp for at-risk kids in downtown Allentown and at the 6th Street Shelter for homeless kids. Mm-hmm. I have a curriculum of 4 parts all around mandalas and art that is very calming. It's well received from them and me. I learn a lot through teaching, and I just love doing that.
That's interesting. So you're opening a window for them as well there.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Just to remind our listeners, It's the 14th annual Hope and Healing Juried Art Show coming to the Allentown Art Museum February 15th through March 31st, 2024. Artwork is being accepted up until January 11th, and this is all the good work of Healing Through the Arts, founded by Heather Rodale, who's been my guest today here on Lehigh Valley Arts Salon. Heather, thank you. It's been a really inspiring visit. Thank you so much. And thank you for the work that you do.
Thank you.
And thank you, listeners. I'm Kate Scuffle, and this is WDIY 88.1 FM, Lehigh Valley Public Radio, and of course, the Lehigh Valley Arts Salon. I look forward to seeing you next week. If you enjoyed this program, please go to WDIY.org or the WDIY app to share or become a WDIY member.